What is this place? It looks like some kind of a tomb. I mean, I'm just guessing. I'm not an expert in anything, but with all of these shiny things, doesn't this scream tomb to you? Well, look at the paintings on the wall. You see that one right there? Doesn't that look like a portrait of a tiefling to you? Well, the person in the image has red skin, some black eyes. I think those are curling horns. And some kind of a tail. She's also adorned with a crown of some kind. Looks really fancy. Do you think she was some kind of a queen or something? Judging by everything around us, I think she has to be someone important. They don't bury you with this much gold if you aren't important. And that's not even mentioning the gems on some of these pieces. You would think a tomb like this would be looted already. It's not even hard to find. We stumbled upon it looking for what we really came in here for. From the looks of it, I think it's a dead end up ahead. I guess there's only one way in and out. Do you really think we're the first people to come across this place? I'm going to go take a closer look at the jewelry. Follow me. If we are the first people to have discovered this tomb, there's going to be dust, right? Seems like I was really, really right. Just picking up the earrings coated my fingers in the stuff. I wasn't expecting them to be so heavy either. They've got to weigh about a pound each. Here, feel them for yourself. That's gotta be solid gold with rubies, right? Then whoever this woman was, she must have been important. I just wish we could find her name. It's gotta be around here somewhere. Her name might give us some more insight to what's going on in here. You know, the whole purpose of this place. I mean, a tomb this well-preserved, with this many riches going completely untouched. That just seems a bit odd, doesn't it? Well, the objects don't seem to be magical in nature. If they were, I would be able to sense it. Perks to being a Minotaur and all. I am extremely sensitive to magic and spells. So, as a response, I have developed a heightened sensitivity to that kind of thing. I don't know if you remember when we fought that mage together, but you kinda had to carry me that entire fight. It was the first time I was genuinely embarrassed with my own skills. I'm lucky you were there to save my ass. Now let's get back to exploring this place. There's still tons of stuff to see. Like this. What do you think this is? Well, it's definitely real gold. I can tell that from how much it weighs. It's even heavier than the earrings, but it definitely doesn't look at all like them. It's not super long, but it's also kind of tall. Like it's meant to lift your head up or something. I don't know. Maybe it was meant as a punishment. You know, you don't give whoever this woman is enough respect, so now you have to do whatever it is this contraption is for. I don't know. That sounds needlessly complicated. Do you think this was some kind of a necklace or choker meant for whoever was buried here? I have an idea. You should put it on. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? I already told you that I don't sense any magic from these items. It's not like we're going to be taking the stuff out of the tomb anyways. You know me. That's too much effort. I'm not going to do that. But I also don't think there's anything wrong with trying on this gorgeous choker piece. Come on. It looks really pretty. Don't you think it would look amazing wrapped around your neck? I promise I won't make it too tight so that you can keep breathing. Come on. It's a gorgeous necklace. When is the next time you're going to have a chance to do this? We only have so much time before we have to get back to our benefactor with the item we were actually contracted to find. Why not have a little fun in the meantime? What our benefactor doesn't know can't exactly hurt them. The woman these items belong to is long gone if this tomb is anything to go by. It's not like there's going to be any repercussions. You really don't have anything to lose. Besides, I think you would look amazing in this. Will you put it on just for me? Please? Turn around for me. It has some kind of a buckle in the back, so it'll be easier for me to put it on like this. Very good. Now I'll just place the choker right around your neck, just like this. Bending down a little bit to reach where you stand. The metal easily goes into the buckle. And there we are. Now let me see. It looks amazing on you. Really brings out your eyes. It kind of looks like the one from the picture now that you're wearing it. I hope that's not a sign or something. How does it feel? I don't think necklaces are supposed to make you feel tingly. Here. Let me see if I can... Oh no. Fuck. Are you okay? You can still speak. That's good. Do you know what just happened? I don't want to alarm you or anything, but you have ears and a tail now. And you don't look at all how you used to. You look more like some kind of a cute animal. That's why I was worried you couldn't speak. Here, let me try to get this thing off you. It's not... Okay, we've been in situations like this before, haven't we? And we always make it out just fine. We just have to get creative, you know, to get this collar thing off of you. I'm sure there's a way, here, let me check over here. There's gotta be a paper or a notebook or something that tells me how this works. We just have to find it, that's all. Once it's found, we can figure out how to change you back into your regular self, and everything will be back to normal, and all will be okay. I promise you, it'll all be okay. I know you're not happy right now, but can you stop whining just for a second? It's a bit distracting, and I'm trying to help you out. Is the choker hurting you or something? Something else. Look, you can't be vague with me right now. I need to know exactly what you are feeling so I can help you. I'm a Minotaur, not a mind reader. What's going on and how can I help you? The feelings from before haven't gone away, but instead they spread all over? Is there anything else you want to add that could maybe help me? You're warm. I guess that is a little odd considering how deep underground we are. We are already way out of our depths if we are someplace magical that I can't sense the magic in. It means that this place is so ancient. Only something equally as powerful will probably release the choker. Out of curiosity, are you finding it difficult to keep yourself focused, pet? That's what I was afraid of. You didn't even question the nickname. Instead, you liked hearing it, didn't you? I know what this is. That's a collar that puts the wearer into heat. If I had known that that was what those symbols written on it were, I wouldn't have placed it on you. I'm so sorry, pet. This is my fault. What? You're just looking at me. Eyes glazed over, sinking further into your heat. I'm starting to think there's only one thing that's going to help clear your mind and return you back to normal. I don't know if you'll keep the tail and ears, but it's worth a shot. We simply can't continue forward with you in this pitiful state. Would you like my help in getting that heat necklace off, pet? Then you're going to need to undress for me. The only way to make the ache of heat go away is through sex. I'll fuck you, my pet. I'll give you my cum, and that should release the clasp. Heat collars are meant to go around concubines. I'm starting to think that this is who this tiefling was. Some sort of highly regarded concubine for the king. Don't worry. You'll be okay, pet. The worst part of the heat collar is the desire you feel. Your hole naturally opening up, making itself wet thanks to the magic flowing through your veins. The throbbing sensation between your thighs is so hard to ignore as you stare up at me. Never considered my size sexy until this moment, huh? Rippling muscles all over my thick body. Toned abs. Large horns perfect for holding on to. You just can't help but imagine what I'm packing, huh? Good thing you're not going to imagine anymore, pet. Lifting you up in my arms. You feel your back meet the cold cave wall. Going to fuck you just like this, pet. Yes. letting out a sweet little moan as your tail gets wrapped into my hands, feeling it be pulled a little bit. It only gets you wetter, huh? Unable to form a thought of your own, the only thing you can pay attention to is my big cock between my thighs, my strong arms holding you so tightly. You never realized how tiny you were until you felt my massive form dwarfing you, huh? Only makes you want it more, doesn't it? Listen to you. How eager. I might want to take this heat collar with me if you're going to start acting like this. Tell me what you need, pet. Like that. You're tight, pet. It's been a while since you let anyone inside you, huh? Or am I the first one to fuck you like this? How cute. Either way, you're just happy to get what you finally need, huh? Feel my cock thrust up inside you. The warmth from my chest clashes with the coldness of the walls. Makes you even more aware of how sensitive you are right now. It's okay. That's from the heat, pet. I know. You don't know what's going on right now. That's why I'm going to tell you. Heats make you so much more responsive to the slightest of touches. It's not something meant for humans to experience. But I guess you're not really human anymore, are you? Moaning as I pull on your tail, your ears flick in anticipation. Oh, I'm loving these changes. Let me read you more easily. Yeah. Keep taking me. Just like this. I know it feels good. It feels even better than normal. That's just the magic enhancing everything. The heat making your brain feel even better. There's nothing else that would have taken the edge off of your heat besides this, pet. Just look at you. You're feeling good, aren't you? Yeah. It's all right, pet. I got you. Dangling in the air, your legs wrap around me. Knowing I can easily support all of your weights. Covering your body completely. You've never felt smaller, more helpless, more turned on in your life. Whole clenching around me as you let out another sweet sound. You're doing good, pet. I've got you. I'll take care of you. With your brain all muddied from the heat, you aren't exactly sure what you're asking for. You don't know what you need because you've never felt this way before, have you? You would have been walking around like a stray, begging anyone to figure out how to take the collar off without me. No. I would never have let it come to that, pet. You're too precious for something like that. Just look at you, at how well you take my cock. You're a natural, pet. feeling every inch of me inside you, stretching your eager little hole out. It only pushes you closer to the edge, doesn't it? Oh, I know, Pat. You should be proud of how much you're taking. I don't know if you'd be able to handle this without a little help from Magic Pets. Just look at you, scrunching up your face as you feel every thrust inside you. You can't help but squirm in my grasp, legs tightening around me, your arms holding onto my horns. All you can do is take it like an obedient pet, right? Just listen to you, responding back so eagerly. You're a well-trained one, aren't you? Or are you begging for more? Begging for me to go harder. You don't care if I destroyed you, as long as you get to come on my cock, right? I had no idea that you could become this pathetic, Pat. It's adorable how you have no self-control. All of that forgotten to the heat as you sink deeper into your pleasure. Trying to rock your hips, but I keep you nice and still. It's not hard when you're weaker than me. Such a small little things in my arm, taking my cock so well. You feel so good, you don't ever want it to stop, do you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Being fuck stupid. The heat has completely overtaken your thoughts. Nothing left in that head of yours except for fuck me, breed me, right? I know that's what you need. My cum is the only thing that will take the edge off. It's the only thing that will make the collar unclasp. If I'm remembering the rules correctly, it unclaps the second we both come. That means you're going to have to stay on your best behavior from me. Do you think you can handle that? Oh, yeah. Just listen to you. So obedient. I'm so proud of you, Pat. You're doing such a good job of taking my cock. Your composure quickly falls, unable to keep your voice down. All you know is that you feel good. It's almost too much, but your brain tells you that you need more, that you can handle it, that it's not going to be too much. That's because your brain turned you into a whore thanks to the heat. You're lucky that it's me fucking you, Pat. I'm not going to take advantage of the state you're in. Others wouldn't be so generous, though. But you're my friends. I'm always going to take care of you. That's why it's my cock that you're impaled on and not a stranger's, right? Oh, besides, for a pet as desperate as you, you need a cock like mine to take that edge off. Thick enough to stretch your hole out. It's only going to be more full once I breed you. Heat then once the haver is bred. That's just common facts. I don't know if the magic gave you some kind of a magical womb, so I guess we're gonna figure that out together. But a little risk ain't a bad thing. Not for you, not when you're in this state. In fact, it pushes you closer to the edge, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm going to look so fucking sexy when you're dripping with my gum. Whole all loose and used. That's how a proper pet should look. And I'm going to make sure you have it. Not going to be able to walk correctly for the next day or two, are you? Right there, yeah. Oh, guest. I can feel myself getting closer as you hold tightly onto me. You feel the full force of my thrusts. Oh, yeah. Not holding anything back with you, Pat. I know you can take it. It feels so good as my cock fucks deep inside you, massaging your inner walls. You feel your own pleasure spiking. You can't help but get closer, can you? Oh, yeah. That's my good Pat. Focus on that. I want you to come with me. Get right to the edge, Pat. I know you're close. You want to make me proud, right? You want to earn your breeding like a good Pat, don't you? Oh, yeah. And that's what pets are for. You don't get things because you deserve them. You get them because you earn them. You're a pet. You're fucking beneath me. Just look at you. So fucking close to coming. You can't speak. Can't think. All you can do is whine and beg. Oh, fuck. Oh, so fucking good for me, pet. Twitching around my length. You're close, aren't you? Fuck that. Oh, do you want to come, Pat? Do you think you deserve it? Oh, then come for me, Pat. Show me how good it feels to be put in your place, to earn your orgasm. I can feel how close you are, so let go. Be a good Pat and come with me. Would you look at that? I guess it really was that easy, huh? You're not upset with me, are you? I just wanted to make sure. I figured this was our best way of getting the collar off instantly and being able to go back to our mission. When I looked at your eyes and saw they were completely glazed over, I knew we had a problem on our hands. I wouldn't have known what to do if you were just stuck like that. You've always been the brains of the operation, you know? I'm just kind of the big, muscly girl that follows behind you and protects you from whatever comes your way. I wouldn't be able to do things like plan adventures without you. You've got the brain for that, not me. I'm glad you're back. It's nice seeing the real you and not the horny creature you became while in heat. Do you want me to let you down? Ready? 1, 2, 3. How are you feeling now that you're back to your old self? Look, you don't have to say anything. We don't even have to talk about this if you don't want to. It can just stay a secret between me and you. Consider it a favor. One friend helping another friend out. You would have done exactly the same thing for me, wouldn't you have? Then there's nothing to worry about. Now put your clothes back on. We've wasted enough time in here. Let's get a move on, Pat. Oh, you better believe the nickname is staying. You loved it so much. I'm not ready to give it up just yet, Pet. Now stop procrastinating and get dressed. We have an artifact to find.